today is going to be a little bit of a different episode.
Mm-hmm. We got a special episode for you guys.
Brought to you by Kaylee. We're going to talk about scary stories. Let's do it.
And we have a special guest with us today, Addie.
Hello.
Not the wrong one. You gotta give her an applause.
Oh, what was it?
There we go.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Welcome to the show, Addie.
Thank you.
All right, so I have a few things selected in this book. I have a book called South Bend Ghosts by Stephen Osborne. But before I get into that, do you guys have any scary stories?
You're just making me glad that I'm not actually in South Bend. There's a whole book written about it.
Well, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning today. That was pretty scary.
That's pretty normal for you.
It is pretty normal for you.
Yeah, it just happens sometimes. Yeah, that's a scary story.
That is pretty scary. What about you, Juan?
I don't know. It's kind of a hard one.
You guys ever have anything spooky happen to you or weird things happen?
Maybe when I went to the bathroom, turned on the light and saw myself in the mirror. That's scary. That's scary.
Oh, man. What about you, Addie?
I've only had like one thing happen to me, but like I personally don't know what was going on, but I'll mention it because I kind of talked to Haley about it like a couple weeks back, and it was me and my friend group. We were like out late one night at one of my friend's houses, and so we were kind of playing chicken, like who's gonna go like into the woods basically. Mm-hmm. And we did not want to. So we were all four kind of like slowly making our way to the tree line, and we looked up to like look at the moon or do, I don't know. We were just looking up, and we noticed that there was a light that was kind of like hovering and moving, but there wasn't really a sound, and it was definitely not a star because the star's not going to move back and forth. But I'm going to caveat by saying I just think it was a drone.
It could have been a drone.
Yeah.
Oh, what about that story that you were telling me that I think it was your dad that went through?
Yeah, now that is, I mean, obviously I didn't go through it, but my dad is not a person to like, he's not a spooky guy. Like he probably doesn't believe in ghosts or, you know, cryptids or anything like that. But he had an experience where he is actually a farmer. And so one night, he's always working pretty late. He was out in the field, and he, like, obviously tractors and stuff make a lot of noise, and he saw this light kind of like looking down on the field next to him. And at first he was like, oh, I guess it's a helicopter, like not thinking anything of it. And then after he sat with it a while, he was like, oh, I like there's this light coming down on the field, it looks like they're searching for something. And he was like, ah, gosh, what if it's like a convict that's gotten out? And I'm just like, you know, being silly, I'm, you know, doing my farming thing.
Oh, I felt that was a bump.
Yeah.
Whoops.
So he was like, I don't want this guy to find me, like if it's a convict. So he turned off his tractor and he noticed that there wasn't like a helicopter sound happening. And so he got real spooked and he said that he like made
no sound?
Yeah. Just, and it's like a big, he was like, this was like a big spotlight. Like I thought it was a helicopter spotlight. And so he was like, about that time, it, I guess, noticed that the tractor was not making a sound and was not moving. So it started moving to the field he was in. And he said, like, I didn't even care if the tractor was like still on. He was like, I just didn't know what to do. So I just, he said, I shoved my body as close and underneath the tractor that it could, you know, that my body could get into. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was like, the light kind of hovered for a while and then it just kind of like left. And again, no sound, no nothing.
Whoa,
yeah.
Wait.
Emphasis.
So the light was over the top of him, mm-hmm. just hovering at one point.
I don't know if the light ever came over on top of him, but it was like in the next field. And then when he turned off the tractor,
think the size of that. Came over. How could you do that from the sky? How was that possible?
I don't know. I think he was just trying to rationalize what was happening. Because anybody would. Anybody be like, oh, it's something else. It's definitely not what I think it could be.
Wow. Which he was thinking maybe aliens, right?
Well, he was going to get sucked up.
Yeah.
The first time I talked to him about it, he was like, I kind of wonder if it was a UFO or if it was like an angel. And I was just freaking out because he's really like, you know, he was, I think in his mind, again, he's not a spooky person. So he's like, aliens is a far reach. I would think that it was an angel before I would think it was an alien. But in my mind, I'm like, you just saw an alien.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with the alien. Yeah.
Either way, I'd be pretty spooked.
Either way, it's not normal.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be getting up and running my hightail out of there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And what's funny is he, like, didn't want to tell me. Like, I actually found out from my mom.
Like, I'm not going to talk about this. You know, I don't feel comfortable talking about this.
It was very, circles. Has someone told you not to talk about it? Why can't you tell me?
We don't talk about Bruno. Yeah. We're not going to talk about that.
Did he find anything later on? Like, Juwan, he just mentioned, like, crop circles or something. Like, did he ever go back to look to see if there was anything weird?
I don't even think he went back. Like,
He sold the field. He doesn't do anything at night anymore.
Yeah. Eventually, I know he went back, but he doesn't. Like, if it gets, like, 8, 9 o'clock, he's done. Like, he just stops doing it. And I think, in fact, he told me that he had John, which is my brother, like, go get the tractor and, like, bring it back. Because
he hasn't told him about this story either. He's like, hey, hey, John.
Could you go get that for me? Thanks.
Can you do me a fave?
Appreciate it. You're the best.
Can you do me a solid?
Kind of remind me of the movie Signs. You know what I'm saying? Just swing away, son. Swing away.
Swing away. Here's the keys. Go get the tractor.
Thanks.
Appreciate you. Love you. I've loved you.
I'll always love you, son. I
always love you. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck out there. That's gonna need it, buddy.
That's insane. You know, I mean, her telling that story, it reminds me of, I used to work in Bristol at a warehouse, well, where your Telemaster is now.
Okay.
We had a truck driver. She strongly believes in, like, spirits, ghosts, all this. We joke around with her. You know, like, hey, why don't you bring your proton pack in with your Ghostbuster suit? You know, we mess with her, but she's dead serious about this. And she claims she saw something in the corner of our warehouse one time. And then she was a driver one time, and she goes on a delivery. She's gone for like 6 hours for something that should only take like an hour and a half. So my warehouse manager is talking to her, asking her, hey, is everything okay? Did something happen or what's going on? She swore up and down. It was aliens. Swore up and down.
It wasn't Slimer, was it?
I don't know if it was E.T., Slimer, Casper, I don't know what it was.
Okay, the real truth of what happened is she fell asleep for 6 hours.
That's what I kind of wondered. What truck stop were you at, and what did you
do? Yeah.
On a real note, though, do you guys believe in that kind of stuff? Like ghosts or supernatural things or whatever?
I believe in spirits.
I think there's such things as spirits.
Yeah, I believe in spirits. I do believe that there's more than us out there. Mm-hmm. Now, for me to say that some people are far-fetched and they have seen them, I think some people exaggerate. It's like, okay, I saw a Bigfoot.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right.
Well, I know some people that look like Bigfoot. But, you know, Goonie Goo Goo. You know, like,
oh, you went there.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's more than us out there. We would be naive to believe that we're the only beings in the universe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now, are we ready to encounter anything other than us? No, we're not. I don't believe that.
Yeah. No.
So if there was aliens, I don't think we're ready to interact with them.
Right.
No. Because, right. you know, our primal instinct is to do what? Kill.
Hide.
Yeah. Survive.
Oh.
Kill, survive. You said hi. She said hi. I said, I'm like, hey.
The fight or flight
fight
method.
Or flight or flight.
She yeah, said, art is hide. The fight. I'm the flight.
I'm fighting. She said, I'm ducking.
Oh, man. I see it as like, I'm like spirits or ghosts or anything like that. I see it as like, if I believe in heaven and I believe in hell, hell's going to have demons. Heaven's going to have angels. So like supernatural stuff, I kind of just relate it more to like spirits or like demons type of things. Like, I don't know if I necessarily believe in ghosts.
Right.
I think they're kind of like the same thing as spirits versus like demons. But
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, and you think about it, how things happen to you in strange ways sometimes. Like,
right.
You would be naive to believe that like you're the only energy on this planet.
True. Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
There's all kinds of energy out there. So,
yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah. It's interesting because they say a lot of times, like younger kids and like animals can see and detect things like that because they just don't act normal sometimes. Like a child will tell you, hey, I saw my grandfather or, you know, anything like that. And then animals just kind of, you know, you see them looking up in the air and just kind of weird.
Or
just,
barking or yeah,
barking
at
and
weird
stuff,
things.
Growling
yeah.
and stuff. It's just, animals and kids have a way.
Oh, dang. My house must be haunted then. My dog be going off every day. What's going on? Are you on crack, Bandit? What's going on? What are you doing? He's just staring at the walls, barking at him like,
oh. Probably heard something outside of there.
No. He keeps staring at the wall. Nobody's home. That's kind of strange. Ooh, spooky.
Isn't there a cornfield out behind your house?
There is.
Ah, see?
There is.
There you go.
And we don't go outside at night.
That's what it is.
There's
man.
A law. Yeah, we just don't do it.
There's
you look
a law.
Out there. You go like, you've seen Friday the 13th.
He's got theme music when he goes outside at night.
What's the one?
Dude, I'm telling you, I don't mess with dark cornfields. That's not my game.
Is it like Kids in the Cornfield or something?
Children of the Corn?
Children of the Corn, that's what it is, yeah. I've never watched it, but I've heard about it.
Now, see, there's a difference between Art and our friend Billy. Now, if Billy's at Art's house.
Oh, Billy in
Art's
the back.
Art's not going outside. Billy going outside.
Bandit,
are you out
no,
there?
No, he in the middle of the cornfield.
Bandit.
Come here, boy.
Oh, so he started getting hit in the head. Oh, God.
Ouch.
Oh, God.
Ouch. Oof. Oof. Ouch.
Oh, man.
No.
Who's Billy?
That's our buddy.
Oh, okay. See,
you know, and it's funny because, you know, they always make the joke about, you know, why the brothers got to go first? You know, I mean, come on, man. The credits
you've seen enough movies.
Is over.
When you watch the movies, it's always them that goes
You
first.
Already know. You like, as soon as the movie starts, you're like 5 minutes
he's
in.
Dead.
He's going to die. Yeah. He's going to die. And he's going to die.
Like, what do you mean?
It's
going to
be him first, him next.
It's going to be by the tree.
Yeah.
Well, oh, there it goes. There it goes. I saw that happening. Remember, what was it? The Predator?
Mm-hmm.
You knew that as soon as the movie started. You're like, he's going to die. He's
look
dead.
At the movie, look at the movie with the bus, Jeepers Creepers. The one with the bus.
Yeah.
He got some brothers on the team. Oh, come on now. We know what's
But why
happen.
So violent? Like, everybody's dying like, oh, I'm dead.
The brother, oh, dismembered.
Just explosion, arms and legs everywhere. Like, is that necessary? Really? Come on, man. Come on.
Let's go out with a bang. I mean,
so flagrant.
Those are always end up being the best characters, though, too.
I know. You get everybody get a good chuckle because they know it's going to happen. Like,
I can't with you guys.
Oh, my God.
Y'all crack me up.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, man.
Oh, sorry.
Not
I had to go there. That was good stuff. I know I'm supposed to be spooked, but that was some funny stuff right there. That was good.
And you probably wonder, what did I get myself into?
She knows how this works.
You got to cut the tension, too. It can't get too spooky.
Yeah, it get real scary. Won't be able to sleep tonight.
Oh,
so
man.
You won't even want to leave the office. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh. Well, looking up in the sky, like, where's the lights at?
Right?
Yeah.
I got a few in here. So I have four different ones that we can choose from. So I have, are they haunted or not? This is about Primrose Road in South Bend. We have Adams Street Cemetery, that's off of Primrose. Mm. We have the spirits of St. Mary's College. Or we have Little Egypt Cemetery and Troll Bridge, which Little Egypt I've been to, and it's a little cemetery smack dab in the middle of a cornfield.
Man, what's all this stuff with cornfields, man?
Double dude, whammy. I'm telling you, something in the corn.
Oh. I'm thinking we might have to do the cornfield.
I mean, you've already set it up, right? I mean,
man, I don't even want to put corn on the grill now.
Well, see, now you're messing me up because I got a cornfield behind my house.
Perfect.
Oh, gosh, no.
You ever had anything weird happen?
No comment.
Oh, man.
That story cannot make the show.
Is there anybody out there?
Yeah.
This is Art Hicks.
No, like just neighbors in the past think they're funny.
Mm. Ah, gotcha.
Oh, no.
You can make yourself your own little corn maze. Spooky corn maze.
Running through your backyard in your underwear.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
You're looking out your window. What was that? Somebody streaky. Just whitey tidies.
That's scary.
It was, because it's pitch black behind my house. All you see is somebody run bleach past white guy running up through your backyard with his tidies. You're like, what's going on?
Man.
I'm not going to say who it is, just in case you're listening to this episode. You know who you are.
Oh, man.
With the real Casper, please stand up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too funny. All right.
So Notre Dame's not in that book?
I'm pretty sure they have one about Notre Dame.
They have to be haunted with the season they're having this year.
Let's see. Gipper and Notre Dame's ghosts.
Ooh.
So ghosts of Washington Hall and spirits of St. Mary's College. You scared me. You made me jump. Juwan thought that was hilarious.
The way you just like... Oh, shit. Didn't see that one coming. Ooh.
Just setting up the scene.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Little Egypt Cemetery and Troll Bridge. Just outside of Bremen, Indiana, is a small graveyard listed on the maps as Ewald Cemetery. Locally, it's more commonly known as Little Egypt Cemetery, and many feel that it's one of the most haunted sites in northern Indiana. There are many tales associated with Little Egypt. Figures can be seen moving between headstones, one tombstone glows an eerie green in the moonlight, and giggling can be often heard coming from within the locked gated cemetery. Strands of barbed wire lines the top of the surrounding fence, so it would be difficult for anyone to get inside to play a practical joke on any nocturnal visitors. Some interpret souls who have braved visiting the cemetery at night have reported seeing a misty figure that makes a whooshing sound as it goes by. Another legend of Little Egypt reported on theshadowlands.net says that when you return to your car, you'll find handprints on the windshield. There is also the grave of a child in the cemetery, and by placing a nickel on the child's tombstone will result in hearing a baby cry. I've tried that before, never really experienced anything with it, but I didn't place it on the tombstone since you can't really get inside of the gated area. Mm. But like, we threw coins in there to see if anything would happen. And...
Okay, really tell the truth. You're really scared. And you're like, I'm just going to throw the
coin. Okay, run, go.
So, okay, you're supposed to hear it in there? You're supposed to hear the noise in there?
Or just yeah, so when you general? Go inside the cemetery, if you go to the children's like tombstones, if you place a nickel on their tombstone, you're supposed to hear a baby cry.
Mm. Ooh. Ooh. So, who in their right mind would even play with this?
Kai. Yeah. My name's Kaylee.
But I mean, who would like, hey, I'm going to go in. Watch me do this.
Well, right now, the fence is kind of like almost pushed down a bit. So I guarantee there's people who have tried to go in there and everything.
They never came out.
Yeah, that's all I wonder.
Their tombstone now lies within the little Egypt cemetery.
Where did Billy Joe go?
Put a quarter down to hear him cry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it also says, money also figures in another tale. When visiting the cemetery, you're urged to keep a penny in your left hand the entire time you're there. At the end of your vigil, you might find that you now have two pennies in your hand or even a nickel. However, if you find you've lost your penny, you'll have a restless night full of bad dreams.
Hmm. Okay, so that messed me up because I was getting excited for a second. I was like, okay, so if I take $1,000 and I put it in my hand,
I mean, logically,
I roll it up.
I like your thinking.
Walk through. What's the price to pay?
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it? Probably not.
On certain nights, one can hear the screams of a young girl coming from the surrounding woods, and nearby graveyard is a tree, marking the spot where years ago a boy was murdered. There is a blood stain on the tree that never fades. A phantom farmer who died under mysterious circumstances in the fields around Little Egypt is said to chase visitors from the area. Just down the road from the cemetery is a bridge known as Troll Bridge, so named because of the enormous black creature that is said to live under it. Some people have reported seeing a large black shape or shadow chasing their car as they drive across Troll Bridge. At times, the smell of decaying flesh permeates the area. The remains of the troll's lunch, perhaps?
You didn't tell me any of this.
Okay, but that's not what happened to me.
I'm so, like, now that you've told me all of this, I'm like, why would you go there?
Oh, we've like been there like oh, how five fun. Times, maybe more than that.
What?
I'm just going to let you know.
It's a good spot.
There.
So were you guys like in the Mystery Machine with Fred?
With Scooby with you?
No. So in another book, I don't remember the name of it, there is another story about Little Egypt where this guy basically didn't believe in supernatural things, didn't believe in ghosts. And they were sitting around a campfire, and they were telling some stories about this place. And so one night on his way home from work, he decided, like, you know what? I'm going to see what the whole hype is about. I'm going to stop by and see if anything happens. And basically in the story that he was told at the campfire, that there is a truck that can be seen just randomly shows up in the middle of the cornfield, brights on, and will chase you out of the cornfield. And he's like, pfft. I don't believe it. So he goes there and he's getting them there, and then he's driving around, and next thing you know, he sees a bright light coming from the cornfield, and this truck starts full pedal chasing him out of the cemetery, and he's driving along, and the truck is getting so close to him when he's driving that he ends up going off the road. And when he looks to see if the car drives by, nothing was there. It was gone. And so he got out of there. And for me and my friend Megan, we went there one night, and we were driving around the cemetery a few times. And when you're going around the cemetery, you can't drive through the cemetery. You have to drive around it. And then when you get around to the other side, you kind of have to do like a 6-point turn to turn around and keep going around. And we saw a car in front of us, so we're like, well, we're not going to try to turn around because we don't want somebody to have to get stuck when we're trying to turn around. So we keep going, and we realize they're parked off to the side of the road next to the trees that it talks about in the story. We get closer, we realize it's a truck, and the brights are on. And we keep going, and we're just inching our way forth, and she's holding on to her rosary. And
sweat. Sweating.
Next thing profusely. You know, the lights turn off, and then all of them are just flashing on and off like randomly. It's not like flashing like two at a time. It's like all of it's random.
Like where?
What do you mean?
Which lights?
Like it's brights. His headlights. He had lights around the frame of his truck, like the windshield wipers and stuff. Everything was just going off. Nobody was getting out of the car. We thought maybe if somebody needed help, they would get out of the car. Nope. And as soon as we got past them, all the lights turned off. And we went over the bridge. And right when we went over the bridge was when everything, like, turned off.
And you're like, good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
But it was so creepy. It was so scary. I don't think we've been back since then, but I'm sure there's probably a trip coming up in the near future.
See, mm-hmm. Like, I don't have stories like that because, you know, as a black man growing up as a kid, and seeing the movies that we used to watch, you know how it ended. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, again, it could have been people just playing a prank because people go over there all the time. So I'm sure there's people just
right, but waiting. See, it would never happen to me. You know, like, you stay away from cornfields, camps.
Camps. Basements.
Basements.
Old houses.
Old houses.
Yeah. Hospitals.
Cranky people.
Yeah.
Houses, remember Pet Cemetery?
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Old Pet Cemetery.
Yeah, you remember that? Houses. Remember Pet Cemetery? Yeah.
What's Pet Cemetery?
Cujo.
You don't remember Pet Cemetery?
No.
Oh, you need to catch
up.
Oh
man.
Oh wow.
Oh baby.
Well, you know Halloween, right?
Yeah.
You know, don't go into old vacant houses. Right. Stay out of there.
Right. Right.
Like, so, I mean, when we see it, we just.
Yeah, we just know. Turn it's an instinct. Nah,
we're good. We're
something
out of here,
bad's gonna happen.
Good,
something. You know. It's not gonna be good. I'm not. If I don't feel good, it's not gonna be good.
Yeah, it's like you Period. Know, you could have ate before you left. Hey, let's go in that cemetery. Nah, man, y'all drop me off at Joe's Rib Shack.
Joe's
y'all go ahead,
Rib
go over there.
Shack.
You know, y'all go ahead.
So, but see, we love hearing these stories, so we know where to stay away from. I will keep going.
Do tell.
Do tell. Yeah.
There was one time we also went over there. Since we've gotten really big into like just going on scary adventures to these places and stuff just to see what happens, I got Megan dowsing rods for her birthday 1 year, which you're supposed to be able to hold them in your hands. And then whenever you are over like an electric field or something, they cross or move or whatever. A lot of people use them to try to find wires in the ground, and apparently they work.
Looking for energy.
Right, yeah. So when you use them with spirits and stuff, they're supposed to be able to use energy to cross them or uncross them when you're trying to communicate with them. So you can be like, oh, cross them for yes, uncross them for no. And we took them over there to Little Egypt one time. We parked the car, we rolled down the windows, and we had our hands sticking out the windows. And when we were doing it, we started hearing stuff going on in, like, the cemetery area. Started hearing stuff in the...
Hit the gas!
In the cornfield, and one of us started freaking out, and Megan was driving, so
slammed
she
slammed on the gas.
Yes, she did.
Just
like, we're out of here. It could have been an animal or something, but wow. Like just the fact that you're in the middle of doing something like that, you get freaked out and a whole adrenaline rush goes through you.
See, these are the times when you need like camera set up.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Definitely.
Like, because I would love to watch that movie. I bet it was exhilarating.
Next time I'll try to get it on camera for you guys.
Okay. The next time. Good luck with that, buddy.
Yeah.
You can come with us.
I'm good.
What about you, Juwan? I know you really want to.
Hey, I'll just watch the recording.
Yeah.
I'll be a spectator.
Oh, man.
At a distance. Nowhere near.
Yeah, if Art sends me a text, you guys are going, I might respond.
Might respond.
I don't want that energy tonight.
Like, now.
Well, that was awesome, guys. Thank you for jumping in and having a nice little scary, spooky story to set the mood for the season. We'll catch you next week.